Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.
Took care of business in front of 33,379 fans. We're in the fifth quarter thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, the best alternative to being at home. It was good to speak with Ollie Henry, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. It's even better to be speaking with Reg Tui, who's in the experts chair for the City of Greater Geelong. What do we take away from the performance by the Cats tonight, Reginald?
Yeah, lots of positives. Look, there was a pretty big gulf between the two teams. I think we expected that coming in. I said pre-game I'd be quite content if they just put the margin beyond doubt in the first half and then cruised home and got everybody into the sheds. And I think that's kind of how it played out. Hats off to Essendon. Pretty good third quarter. Kicked the last two goals in the first half. I think maybe kicked three or four of the next five or six goals. And that probably constitutes a win for them and where they're at right now. So it's hard to believe a team can lose by 10 goals and leave probably not feeling too bad. And it's a little bit of a reflection of where they're at, but for the Cats, it's onwards and upwards.
Two games to go, eight quarters to refine.
Yeah,
Jeremy Cameron potentially in the next couple of weeks. The injury update had him this week 1-3. Best case is that he plays against North Melbourne. I suspect that's probably not the case, but if they could get him back for the Richmond game, knowing that they may avoid a wild card game, plays, gets another week off, and then into finals.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Do you take the risk in that Richmond game? Like, if winning that game means finishing top six, like, if you need, I would argue if you need Jez to beat Richmond, you're not going to win the flag anyway. So I would err on the side of protecting him, personally. If there's any doubt, that is. If there's no doubt, by all means, play him. But, look, they'll build towards a big tilt at September. And I would argue, since Jez hasn't been in the side, they've actually looked quite good now. That is not me saying they're better when he doesn't play. But there is a level of unpredictability, and I think the Cats will be pretty content with what they've seen from the rest of the forward line since Jez has gone out.
I know it's hard to go to a bloke and say, look, have you watched how the bloke in number two is playing? If you could play a similar role to that to fit in around the 36, the 33.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, but because it is Jeremy Cameron's forward line, but it does give us a glimpse of what it might look like when Jeremy Cameron is done.
Yeah, and we talked about this with great players. Like, it isn't even necessarily anything they do. They just draw the eye and they just draw the ball. And it's certainly not... he's not an overbearing presence. He's not that type of forward. Mm. He is just so good. He finds ways to impact games. But him not being there, I mean, it's obviously given Jay Polkinghorne a huge opportunity. I mean, Shannon's had a great year all year, probably hasn't impacted him too much, but it just shows that there, one, can be life post-Jez, which isn't coming anytime soon, but that's a positive as well. And the unfortunate reality of playing footy at this level is at any point somebody could go down. Now, touch wood, and hopefully he comes back and plays out the finals, but the Cats can at least know that if the worst did happen, that they could still compete.
So you'd think Mitch Edwards is back next week to take on Tristan Sherry.
Yep.
That means somebody has to shuffle out, and it won't be Sam DeConing who came in tonight. You would think Paddy Dangerfield, the rest is enough, and they'll get him a couple of games.
Yeah.
Play two, then hopefully have the week off for the wildcard weekend. So there's two that have got to come in. There's a couple of blokes that are going to get squeezed. There's probably more management maybe to come, who I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe, is it a Stewie?
Potentially, yeah.
With Dangerfield coming back.
Don't know if I'd do that against North, to be honest. I think
Tigers a week after.
I think that's probably the one.
Do you want to not do that, though, giving them blokes not playing for 3 weeks?
Yeah, like, I don't think they will, to be honest. But I just don't think they're in a fortunate enough position to be able to rest too many for North. Because I think they're quite a dangerous side.
Jake Polkinghorne's had a look at four games. That might be it for him.
Yep. Well, yep.
Ollie Wiltshire
Who came in this week for Danger? Refresh my memory. So Danger.
No, he's missed two.
He's been out for two.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, so look, it's an interesting problem, and it's a good problem for the Cats to have. I was just thinking, even with Mitchie Edwards coming in next week, from memory, Tristan Sherry had a monstrous game against the Cats down here last time he played, and I know the Cats won that game, so you just wonder, is there an opportunity to try a few things different there, because he's going to come up against the game's best ruckman in September as well. So I think it's a good problem for the Cats to have players coming back, but... yeah, it isn't broken at the minute. What the Cats have done in the last two or three weeks is the best they've looked in the last two or three months.
Yeah, sort of this time a month ago, we're going, where are things at after that Giants loss?
It was nowhere. Yeah.
Four consecutive wins.
Yeah, but that's the dream. That's what good coaching groups do and good playing groups do, is they right the ship. It's just whether or not they've steadied the ship soon enough.
Just off the Carrick Football SMS line for KFC, 0456955955. One of the more entertaining calls of the year from Benny. Okay, very good. Shagger is a big unit, but there's plucking and there's plucking, right? There's a few other things here that maybe don't need to get on air, but thank you for those people who do make the effort to jump on. 0456955955. Just ask the question of your thoughts on the performance. Marky Mark, Casanelli's number one season ticket holder. Give Ollie Dempsey the number five already.
Well, I don't know if he's quite there, but geez, he is having some sort of season. If he doesn't make All-Australian, I am going to riot.
Dempsey, Henry and Neil, the law firm Proprietary Limited, working very well.
It's a farce.
Clark has gone into defensive spot beautifully. Appears no injuries other than a swelling when Neil launched NASA style from 60 metres out. Lasso free when a ball travels 2.34 centimetres is rubbish. Refreshing time. He's going to have a couple of quiet ones.
Do you think it jeopardises the integrity of the All-Australian to not pick wingers?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, I wasn't sure if everyone agreed
well
with me.
And truly.
Welcome,
yeah.
Welcome well back from the rooms.
It's farcical.
Yeah, you pick eight midfielders.
A lot of those All-Australian teams that get picked would be slaughtered in a game of footy.
They can't play the position.
Well, you've got, like, on-ballers playing half-back and half-forward and on the wing. But anyway, let's not digress.
You word up Ollie Dempsey before that interview too. He's in love with you, Reg.
I love him. I text him all the time. He's the only player that when I watch the Cats when I'm not working here and something happens in the game, he kicks a goal. I know he can't read it, but I, like, text him straight away. Oh, geez, you're a good player. Like, I miss you so much. I just love him. He's so nice. He's the best.
Welcome back from the rooms,
yes.
Jace.
Yes, Tom.
Can you give us an update for St John of God, Connor O'Sullivan?
No, I didn't see him. Like, he was fine.
Okay.
Thanks,
Matt. Yeah, no, the update is he's fine.
So no issue?
No, I think he's just cold, probably, and wet.
Just had the jacket on, and yeah, sometimes you go, oh, hang on, what's happened there?
No, nothing to see here, I think, Tom.
Thank you for that, and thank you to KFC with the KFC X. 10 local stores, KFC just around the corner, KFC FLG. Curse higher stats. Benny has...
run away.
Disappeared. Taking an early mark. Bailey Smith, 38 disposals for the Cats, 23 for Lawson Humphreys, and a trio of 20, Stewart, Clark, and Blitzarves. 27 handballs in that 38 for Bailey Smith, and 8 clearances, 751 metres gained. For the Bombers, in terms of their big ball winner, Zach Merritt, 29. What do you think of Osh Mullen's work?
Yeah, I'm not sure how tight it was. Like, he certainly played on him all night, but Zach Merritt's a star as well. Yeah. Now, things aren't going well for Essendon, and you don't tend to talk too much about players who are playing for clubs down the bottom, but he's as good now as he's ever been, and he's been a pretty good player.
Dyson Sharp, 27, 19 for Andrew McGrath, the skipper, 17 for Vigo Vizzantini, Will Setterfield, and Jackson Pryor. There's a lot to like about Vizzantini.
Yeah, he looked good, didn't he? I was thinking that during the game as well. He's a big unit. He looks like he could do it firming up a little bit and is a little bit of maturing body-wise to do, but I reckon that's a big positive.
That's what Benny calls a sloppy rig.
Sloppy rig. That's pot kettle sort of area.
That's what Benny calls.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Still.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Not as well defined as he could be. He's growing into himself would be the best way to describe it. In terms of team numbers, Geelong 359 disposals. The Bombers 303. Inside 50s a catch with 55. The Bombers had 44. Geelong was only plus 11 in the end. Disposal efficiency, the Cats ran at 71%, the Bombers at nearly 67. Inside 50, here's a key number. Geelong was 62% inside 50, the Bombers just 41.
62%, that's, yeah. No, and it looked like that on the eye test, with the exception of that middle period of the game where the Bombers got rolling.
A free kick count, the Bombers plus 2, 21 to 19. They were 18 plus in the hit out column, 53 to 35. Geelong won the clearances 48 to 36, and the centre clearances 17 to 6. Cats had 140 contested possessions to 126, 198 to 161 uncontested. Cats turned it over 59 times, the Bombers 66. The mark 77 to 51, inside 50, 21 to 10. The Bombers only took one contested mark for the night, Geelong took 11. And overall, the Cats led from basically go to woe. Bombers out tackled Geelong 72 to 70, but the Cats 21 to 15 inside forward 50. And that is the tale of the tape when it comes to the Sats. Thanks to Kerr's High, your local high company since 1982, Ocean Grove, North Geelong, and Grovedale.
Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.